Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? Happy Monday to you. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we got another good Soapbox Monday for you. So, if you got mad about something over the weekend, you want to get off your chest, hey, today is your show. Hey, you can do what, say, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, because you, the caller, control what we, the topic. So how was your weekend out there? Hope everybody had a nice weekend. My weekend was great. Yeah. Hey man, that's a nice groove, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh man. So you know what I do? I want to go sit back, go on to get, you know, get that cup of joe. Dates, take a black smile, whatever you want to drink. Just sit and show it. Because it's Monday, Soapbox Monday. Whatever you mad at, you don't need soapbox steps here. 347-838-862. Email to protect@gmail.com. Facebook page, Let's Talk Protect. Don't forget Twitter, Driven for Life, FOR62. So those are all the ways you can become part of of the show. Man, I tell you, all right. Wow. Oh, man, I tell you. So where y'all at out there? What y'all doing today? I know it's Monday, man. I know everybody kind of dragging. And the Monday blues. But look at the bright side. For some of y'all, the day is half over, right? So you really don't have to worry about it. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, so what we got going on today? Man, did y'all hear about that shooting in D.C.? Man, I'm telling you, what is it coming to now? Everybody want to shoot up somebody. That's crazy. They say at least 12 are dead. Oh. And they're looking for two more suspects. So, man, I tell you, if you're out there in the D.C. area, you better be careful. You know, we talk about that all kind of stuff. And you know what? This is just the beginning. You know, it is. You know, it's just the beginning. But what makes somebody go off like that? Can you imagine, man, just waking up one morning and say, I'm going to shoot a whole bunch of people. Just because, you know what I mean? Just because you want to shoot a whole lot of people. That's crazy. It's crazy to me anyway. But then again, you know, I can see on the military side of it, you know, if you've been in combat so long, that's all you know. You may wake up and decide you want to go and shoot. Hopefully you won't, but if you do, hey, that's not a good thing. Guest 1424, welcome to the show. But, you know, our prayers go go out to the individuals that were involved in the shooting. I hope that, you know, the families be okay eventually. Because anytime someone dies, it's never a, you know what, and that's the thing. You lose somebody, you know, and everybody want to say, well, my condolences, I'm sorry. How you feeling? How the hell you think I'm feeling? You know? And I'm just giving y'all this bit of knowledge, you know. Don't ask people how they feeling, because they're going to say, I'm feeling okay, but they really not. Number one, they tired of hearing you ask, how you feeling? You know, man, it's just one of those things. You know what would be helpful? Just a pat on the back or a hug without saying anything. You know what I mean? That would do more for that grieving person than constantly hear, oh, my condolences, I pray for you, and so forth and so on. I'm just saying. You know, instead of 800 people walking up to you going, I'm so sorry for your loss, my condolences, you know, give me a hug and move on. You don't have to say anything. Don't have to do anything. Just give me a hug and move on. You know, and I think a lot of people would appreciate that, you know, in case of if they lose a lost one. Now, I'm just telling you from experience what I was thinking at the time, you know. So I'm just saying. Knowledge, what's going on? I see you out there. Oh, Wesley, I see you on the switchboard. Welcome to the show. I hope y'all had a good weekend. I know I did. I was just giving a little advice on what happens when someone loses someone in your life. And, you know, everybody walk up to you and go, you know, give the little normal sayings, my condolences, how are you doing, and so forth, and blase blozo. But, you know, like I said, sometimes we don't want to hear that kind of stuff. Only thing we, sometimes just a hug is fine, you know, a hug. Just give me a hug, a pat on my back, you know, and then we just keep going. You know, we don't need to make up any kind of small talk, you know, because I've used, and that's the thing, people show up and they expect you to know who they are. You haven't seen them in 20, 30 years, but they expect you to know who they are. Really? I don't know who you are. Heck, I've been gone. You know what I mean? You've been gone. So now I'm supposed to just recognize you out of everybody. No, it doesn't work like that. Especially for those of us that have memory loss. You know, it just doesn't work like that. And then everybody wants to get upset. Well, you know what? They will be okay. Okay, all right. Enough of me and my rambling and ranting and raving and all that good stuff. Let's get on with the show. All right. Man, I'm telling you, I'm feeling kind of cool, mellow today. You know what I mean? I'm feeling kind of mellow. That's pretty good. All right, let's see. Quote of the day. Here it is. Oh, I forgot. Do I need to say the house rules? Knowledge, do I need to say the house rules? Or can I go on with the quote of the day? Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? It's all good. House rules are these. Act like an adult when you call here. This is an adult show, and adult things are said. If you are a very, very, very sensitive person, you may want to stay in the chat room, okay? Because if you come on the line, you throw haymakers, you can best believe there will be haymakers thrown back at you. It's just that simple. You know, if you're not one that talk a lot, well, you still can call in, but no, you have to get in where you fit in sometime when the conversation get to going. All right? But whatever happens, you know, we try not to have a lot of individuals talking over each other and no personal attacks. You know, I think that's the worst thing in the world for me is a personal attack. I can't stand them. You know, And just because you may think something is a personal attack, I may not think it's a personal attack. Let's be honest with it. However, you know, if you started it and they come back at you, hey, it's on. You know what I mean? It's on. That's for sure. Enjoying life. Welcome to the show. Guest 1438-1441. Welcome. All right. So, with all that being said, those are the house rules. Please abide by them accordingly. If not, I will help you remember them. And I'm sure the regulars will help also. All right. Now that I have that out of the way, let's get on with the get on quote of the day. And you know what? I was searching for quotes and I was searching for quotes. And I found this quote right here. And believe it or not, When I read this quote, I thought about some people on Blog Talk Radio or BTR. I really did. I know that's a bad thing to say, but I really did. You know, and you know, I just had to go on and put it out there. So here it is, the quote of the day: keep away from small people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that, but they're really great, make you feel that you too can become great. Do I need to say it again? I think I do. Keep away from small people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that, but the really great make you feel that you too can become great. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? How y'all like that quote for the quote of the day? And that was by Mark Twain. How y'all like that? I know. I know. If y'all like that, I know y'all going to like the song of the day. Yeah. I told y'all I'm feeling kind of mellow. So I had to go and I thought about something. That's right, boy. That's right, Wesley. Wake up. All right. Song of the day. You know, like I said, I was feeling a little mellow. So I got one for y'all. I know some of you may know it, some of you may not. We're going to see how your musical your music's selection is. Is it just in that one little box or have you expanded a little bit? We will see. But this is a great song, man. I'm telling you, this is a great song. You really can't miss this song right here. It just make you feel good all over. Some people say it make them want to fly. Oh, Lord have mercy. Sometimes I just tickle myself. All right. Oh, here we go. All right, y'all. Without further ado, here it is, the song of the day.
Streets. Oh, there's a solution. I want to
All right, y'all, that was the Steve Miller Band with Fly Like an Eagle. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I had to dip down, and that song came to my mind, man. I'm telling you, it's mellow, but it has a point. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fly like an eagle. Okay. Anyway. Hey, welcome, Beasley. I see you done got in here and got out. Let's see. Beasley says, don't let the ball. Okay. But you're associating with cats that scream and holler and make threats to internet ghosts. All in their feelings about that don't matter at all. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'll let y'all figure that one out. I'll let y'all figure that one out. Once again, you're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am Mr. Talk, your host. And you want to join the conversation today, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/EricJack62, all one word. And get here. So we can have us some fun today, because it's Soapbox Monday. You get your chance to stand on that soapbox and talk about whatever you want, whatever is bothering you. Hey, you can't ask for anything better than that. Your own space, your own time. You can just chat as long as you want. Well, not so long. Let's be honest about that. You know what I mean? All right, so with that being said, you know, as you are guilty by, okay, okay, I guess they're having their own little discussion in the chat room right now. I mean, join us in the chat room, man. We have some outstanding conversation there some most of the time. You know, hey, I let them go. It's Monday, man, it's Monday, and, I don't know. What are we going to talk about first? I figured that out. I figured that out. All right. Here we go. Let's see. What are we going to say? What are we going to talk about? Oh, here's a good story to start off things with. And I know I get some feedback from y'all. Yeah, because this is going to be a good one right here. Despite pressure, ban on gay. Despite pressure, ban on gay blood donors endures. Oh, hey, Antoinette. The Department of Health and Human Services is researching the possibility of reversing its ban on blood donations by gay men. Some activists say it is not moving fast enough. Oh, now this ban has been in place for 30 years. 30 years that ban blood donations by gay and bisexual men. Okay. Let's see. And in June, the American Medical Association voted to oppose the policy. One board member called it discriminatory. Really? Oh, wow. Discriminatory and not based on sound science. Let's see. Last month, more than 80 members of Congress wrote to the Department of Health and Human Services criticizing the lifetime ban as an outdated measure that perpetuates inaccurate stereotypes about gay men. Oh, man. They also argued that the U.S. could move now to emulate Spain and Italy, where blank bans on gay blood donations have been replaced by policies that ban donations by anyone, gay or straight, who's recently had unsafe sex, while allowing donations from gays and bisexuals whose blood is tested as safe and whose sexual behavior is deemed to pose no risk. Okay. And, of course, Mr. Jason C. Encanto of Gay Men's Health Crisis, a New York-based nonprofit, says he doesn't think that HHS is moving fast enough. And he also said the ban perpetuates the stigma that gay and bisexual men are dangerous to public health and thus undercuts efforts to combat HIV. Now, you know, I'm not going to read too much. Well, yeah, I got this one part right here I'm going to read. According to the FDA, men who have had sex with other men represent about 2% of the U.S. population, yet accounted for at least 61% of all new HIV infections in the U.S. in 2010. All right. So, what the hell is wrong with them? I can't say it no other way. What is wrong with these people? You know, that oh, my goodness. I guess, you know, you got everything else, so why not go on and do this? Now, I don't think, you know, I really don't believe that they should not reverse that ban. I mean, really. Because anyone can tell you they haven't had unsafe sex. Like, you're going to really believe that, right? Like, you really going to believe that? Oh, yeah. I haven't had any sex, unsafe sex. And you just got finished slobbing someone down in the alley. You know what I mean? That's crazy. I shouldn't have said it like that. But y'all get what I'm trying to say. You know, they want to remove the ban on gays and homosexuals giving blood. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. You know, I only see, you know, ain't it unsafe sex, but it has three kids. Ain't, okay. But see, here's the thing, y'all. I only see the men. You know what I mean? It's only the bisexual and gay men. What about the lesbian? Oh, they can't, you know, they don't get it like that, right? You know, the men are 61%. I mean, that's over half of the cases, right? Yeah, that's over half the cases. And you know what? I'm sure I got to find some statistics. If y'all get a chance, y'all see if y'all can find the amount of married men that's actually passing HIV to their wives. I'm going to do a show on that later on in the week. I'm going to have a guest on that tell you just exactly how that happened. Yeah, but you know what, this gay movement that they have going on, they need to be happy with what they have already, okay? They don't need to be trying to push for anything else. You know, they really don't. Because, I mean, how can you really justify somebody having safe sex if you give them blood? Huh? You know. And just think about the people that's drawing the blood. If something should happen, they get blood on them and come out, find out later that, you know, it's just mind-boggling. And I don't know why. Why do they decide to do that? And Beasley, we shut our dang on selves down. The Raiders didn't do that. We did it ourselves. But anyway, I had to get that in. All right. So let me open the mic and bring Mr. Wesley in and see what he has to say today. Wesley, welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
How you doing, my brother, and everybody in the chat room, everybody listen. Hey, look here, man, did you get that paper I sent you last night?
Yeah, haven't had a chance to read it, but I got it.
Okay there, man, if you read that, that'll bust your brain, man. But look here, man, this conversation you having about this blood transfusion, man. They got a technology now, man. You don't have to get no blood transfusion, man. Okay? The technology is so advanced, man. Well, if you can walk into, I guess, a hospital or whatever, and whatever you need, they take a little bit of your DNA, and whatever you need, they put it in the machine, whatever, bam, bam, boom. It fills the vacuum or whatever you need, man. Okay? So this blood transfusion crap is a bunch of BS, my brother.
All right, so basically what you're saying is they should be allowed, gay and bisexual men should be allowed to give blood then.
Hey, you remember a long time ago, they ain't want no black blood in the blood bank. Remember that?
Well, yeah, I remember that.
Okay, and come to find out, and our DNA is so super structural with melanin, they always want our DNA, man, but they try to make like we a piece of crap. But they always take an idea, and they ipso facto. I don't know if you heard of Miss Henrietta Lacks, have you?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, brother, where you been? Henrietta Lacks. Okay, check this out, bro. She was in North Carolina, right? She was in, this happened in 1950. She was diagnosed with cervical cancer to her uterus or something. And so, well, she passed. So they took a piece of her uterus, okay, that was cancerous or whatever, or they say was cancerous, and put it in a test tube. And now her DNA is continually growing. Her culture is growing all around the world. They're using it in a database, in a laboratory, to cure cancer cells. Okay? This is real talk.
Wow.
And then they made so much money. These pharmaceuticals and made companies and medical companies made so much money off her DNA culture to they so rich. But check this out, man. They wouldn't give her family one quarter. Her family didn't even know it. And then years later, her Austrian ancestors, them fools from the government pharmaceutical people came back to their family talking about they want some more of their DNA, man. And so they finally found out what was going on. Bro, check this out. Uh-huh. They finally found out what was going on. Right. And so the family got a lawsuit, and now hopefully they got compensated for this bull crap, man. You see what I'm saying? So this whole crap about blood and no blood and all that, the meddling of DNA, it's so close to the Most High, man. They want our DNA, man. That's the whole problem.
That's the whole problem. Okay. But what about... Okay. All right. All right.
That's deep there right there. That's deep right there.
All right. I hear what you're saying. And well, somebody in the chat room said they could use plasma. Well, yeah. I guess you're right, but most people like to give blood. Because I remember when I came back from Iraq, you know, I couldn't give blood for a minute. You know, it was like, nope, we can't take your blood. And I was one of them people who gave constantly because, you know, it was something to do because I said, I may need it one day. And they wouldn't let me take it either. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that should have told you something, man. They did something to you. You was Iraq, man. When you was Iraq, some kind of chemical stuff they done to you. You see what I'm saying? So you was just a crash test dummy when you went over there, man. You don't know what they gave you, man.
they didn't give me as much as they gave some other folk. That's for sure.
Right.
And I can tell you why, because I didn't take a lot of it. But, I wasn't supposed to say that, whatever. Anyway. But, yeah. But I just found it interesting, man, that they want to lift a ban on that, you know. And I guess it's because of HIV. But speaking of that, I said that's another show later on in the week. But HIV, man, I tell you, that's still a scary thing. It's not as scary now as it used to be, or AIDS, because of Magic Johnson and some of them that, you know, have had it for a while and take their cocktails and they're okay. But I still like, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a good thing. Hold on. We got somebody else on the line. See what they want to put in. Okay. Mr. Joe, how you doing today?
How you doing, Eric? How was the weekend?
The weekend was wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Good. That mean you spent a lot of time with your son throwing around the football or playing frisbee or taking him to a movie or something like that because you like to bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You have to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're going to bring kids into the world, but, you know, we should bond with them, you know.
Right. Very good. Very good. Let's see. We got Wesley on the line also. Let's see. Knowledge says it's never scary when you have money. You're right, Knowledge. It's never scary when you have money. You can buy the best medicine. You know, instead of that stuff they give you at the the free clinics that you don't know what you're taking. You're just experimenting on you even more. But go ahead, Joe. I know you got something to say on this.
Well, I just got here. So you picked up right away. So I just heard Wesley saying it's probably that you were targeted or you were poisoned over there in Afghanistan. And he's probably right.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, what I was talking about was that the gays they want to lift the ban on bisexual and gay men giving blood, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just that simple. That's what, you know. And they're saying, you know, it's taking too long for that. It's discriminatory. And,
Well, why shouldn't they? I mean, if they're going to go...
They want to
if they're going to go through the screening, they'll find out if they have HIV or any other disease that we all can have or don't have. So what's the problem?
I don't know. You think it's a good thing then? They need to lift it? They need to
sure.
lift the ban. The ban's been in place for like 30 years.
Well, yeah, why not?
Sure.
I mean, not all gays have HIV. So if they can deliver blood, and if people in the in country or on the front need blood, I don't think people are going to give a rat's ass where they get the blood as long as the blood is pure.
And there lies the break in the wall. Because, see, it is. That's fine, Joe. Well, who says everybody going to scan it like they're supposed to?
Well, then those people who don't, they should be fired. That's their job.
Hey, look here.
Okay.
I heard of something like when they do like transplants or something. And so they was taking like dead cadavers that had disease, and the funeral home was sending them to these doctors, and they were transplanting tainted body parts into people, and they was all getting sick, man. Okay, so that line to that story about who gonna scan the blood to see if it's perfect. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
right.
That's gonna happen no matter where you go or what you do. There are always gonna be people who you're gonna fuck up, or they're gonna take money to become criminals. That's going to happen no matter where you go.
They're going to take money to become criminals. All right.
Yeah, you think doctors are ethical people? Do you know the worst? Who kills the most people in America?
Who?
Doctors.
Really?
The AMA themselves, they say that 100,000 deaths occur each year, preventable deaths at the hands of doctors, hospitals, and nurses. So the medical profession is not exactly a profession that I look to and say, wow.
I disagree with you on that, man. I disagree with you on that. You probably used to be like that, but right now, you know who killed more people than in America than doctors? The fucking people that make food, man, processed food, man. They got so much. I told y'all to go to what's that? Henry Kissinger letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's called letter number 200 to Gerald Ford. And how they were gonna kill people with food? They gonna try to kill 2 billion people, man, with food, man.
Okay.
And all these people don't have no doctor, medical care. It's gonna be the food, not bro.
Okay, I agree with you on that. The GMO and whatever else they're gonna put in the food to wipe us all out. I agree.
Because I found out yesterday, man, that they putting somebody from catalogs been a whistleblower, and they say they putting some stuff to fuck people up in on Pop Tops and Frosted Flakes, bro. Okay, and plus they put some sterile shit in the water too, man. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's real talk, man. Catalogs, man. Don't eat no Pop Tart and no freaking Tony the freaking Tiger Frosty plate.
No, I don't eat processed food except for a few candies. I have a weakness for some chocolate, but outside
of
that,
we know you got a super bub intelligence. I'm talking to everybody else, man. Okay.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Well, see,
sounds like
this is the warning now, bro.
Like
I'm putting the warning out, man. That's what I come by here to warn folk, man. I'm just like a damn yellow light with a warning. Okay, that's my job.
Okay.
That's your job. All right, that's your job to warn them.
Yeah, it always sounds like
Wendy's
screaming at me.
All right, you eat your pot top tomorrow and tell me what happened next week.
I don't like Pop Tarts, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what you think about this? Oh, go ahead.
Well, Eric, Wesley, and is anybody else on the line? Does your body, because my body tells me, because, like, for example, when they first made substitutes for sugar some 10, 15 years ago, and they put in aspartame and the other synthetic bullshit, my body told me right away that when I drank a diet 7-Up, and I just drank it because I guess somebody might have offered it to me because I don't drink diet shit, was that my body told me that what I was tasting was not good for it. So I stopped drinking. I didn't buy it. Didn't take anybody that was offering it to me. Does your body tell you that about food?
Well, everybody's body should tell you that.
Yeah,
right?
It
listen
does.
To your body, but it's hard to do it now with synthetic technology. But you can still listen to your inner gut. Because your body got two warning systems. You got your head, and you got your inner gut at your stomach, okay? And so if you try to read, sometimes it'd be in the opposite direction, but most times when you eat something, it takes about an hour for that signal to come from your belly all the way up to your head to let your whole brain know that you're full. So if you eat something, wait an hour and see if you're still hungry, then that means you're still hungry. But if you wait an hour and you're not hungry, then you know you're full.
Yeah, I'm just saying, do you know when you taste something that it just doesn't taste right? Not that it doesn't taste good, but it doesn't taste healthful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it took me a long time to partake all the juicy parts of a woman, man. That didn't taste right at the first time, but after a while, it tastes pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I bet it was FDA approved.
I don't need to like that. Right? Right. Like that.
Wow.
Did you read the nutritional information first, Wes?
Yeah. No, I didn't read the label along the package. I just looked at the package.
Yeah, he said that. This is looking good. Yeah. You don't give a shit if it has no vitamin C or D in it, right?
Mm. Well, as long as it don't have no odoriferous or malodoriferous or smell too much like rotten tuna.
Yeah, that has got a lot of nutrition. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. That's a real protein there, man.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to do the rotten tuna thing. Mm. All right. So, Joe, what you think about this shooting in the D.C. Naval Yard? What's that all about? You think it's begun?
I just saw the headline this morning and didn't read anything about it. It's probably another bullshit thing to get people to get on the bandwagon again to have gun control.
Gun control? Oh. You don't think that battle is over with yet?
What are you talking about, the Navy Yard here in the United States, or is it over in Afghanistan? Or
yeah.
Where?
Here in the United States.
Oh, yeah. So it's probably some sort of false flag, you know. I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow. That's interesting.
Don't forget, they take away the guns before they start the mass killing of people. They got to take away the guns. Then they starve you out. That's the process which Stalin and Mao took. That's how come all the millions died. How do you think all those millions died without a revolt? They took the guns away.
Or these rednecks and people and hunters and everybody not giving up their guns, man. That's just like prying some candy away from a baby, man. Them folks is not giving up their guns, man.
You know what? I wish I could agree with you, Wes, but I remember when Katrina hit and the cops went to the rich people's houses, okay, the houses that weren't even affected by Katrina because they were on higher land, so they weren't affected by the flood. And they went over there and they said, we have to have your guns because of looters. And the rich people now, you know, the people that usually say, are you crazy? They just said, okay.
Well,
just gave them
all. Well, they probably had more backed up anyway.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Who knows?
The only people that's stupid enough to give up their guns is black people in the community, man. They'll put Reverend Sharpton out there and talk about buy back their guns, man. What they doing now... when they're buying back the guns, these redneck Bubba and them, they the one buying the guns, man, that they're taking out of the black community, man. I saw an expose on that, man.
Mm-hmm.
These cats, these militia redneck cats, they sitting there, when they buy back the guns, they sitting there cutting the people, like, give them $100 for their guns, and then they getting the guns, man. Black people are stupid, man. Stupid.
Well, they don't, not just the blacks, too. I mean, other communities, too, that white people gave up their guns for the buyback, you know. Not a lot, I guess, but, I mean, still some.
that's another ploy, man. They're sending these damn leaders like Judas goats, man. They like Judas goats, man.
Right.
And people so in the hood or whatever, they're so fucking gullible, man. You keep your damn guns, man. They already dropped them in the hood anyway, man.
Wow. Hold on. Let me bring Lowe in.
Oh, here comes chaos.
All right, Mr. Lowe. Welcome to the show.
First of all, Mr. Talk, I want to say, I want to come on here. I want to say my piece. I don't want anyone to say anything derogatory to me. I don't want anyone to say any responses to what I have to say.
Wow.
Anything like that. Because everyone on here is disrespectful and it's not called for. And I don't want anyone to say anything that's going to be
forced.
All
right, who are you? That's not Low. Who are you imitating? That's got to be Mr. Solutions you're imitating. Because fucking Low never comes on like that.
I'm not imitating
you. Oh, listen to this shit. Will you listen to him? What's the matter, Urkel? Somebody hurt your feelings?
Last week.
Oh, who hurt your feelings?
Last week over, man. It's a new week, bro.
Whatever. Hell, you were talking about all them crazy-ass people that get their guns away. So, yeah, that was 2 or 3 weeks to go through, though.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Man.
I told you. Here comes chaos.
What y'all talking? What are you guys discussing today on the forum?
HIV and
this is what we're talking about. Some people want the 30-year ban lifted on gay and bisexual men being able to give blood.
No, I know what Lowe's going to say.
Say what?
I said I know what you're going to say, Black T.
No, it's the letter Y and the letter T. YT. That's all. Just YT. 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 Yeah.
That. It's got to be. It's got to be Black T. If it's whitey, whitey, whitey. It's got to be.
You know what? I don't know what's that all about.
Hold up. There's a ban on what?
Okay, there's a ban that's been in place for 30 years that does not allow gay and bisexual men to give blood, donate blood. Now there's some individuals that's calling for the ban to be lifted so they can actually give blood.
Okay. First
question. Is
that
simple enough for your ass now?
It is. I wanted to find out where the complexity was because somebody that has a high potential of carrying that gangster around in them don't need to donate blood at all. I'm going to call it like this. So, Joe, what did you say first before I give my response?
Well, you know what I said. I said if you have screeners, the purpose of having screeners, the purpose of giving blood is to have that blood screened to see if that blood. Well, look, you were in the motor pool. You had to shoot back at the enemy along with Eric. If you got wounded, would you give a rat's ass whose blood it came from as long as it was pure?
I would.
Oh, you're a fucking liar. fucking black
teeth. I'm not, and I'll tell you why. May not agree with this. Because you take on the spirit of that person also through their blood.
That's
I don't care if you believe it or not. No, I wouldn't take anybody's blood. I wouldn't want to. So, and you don't have to believe me or whatever. That's fine with me. Whenever you throw out your statistics, I'm always like, man, okay, they went to such and such neighborhood and asked them people this question or that question. That's why they got it like that. So that's what I say about your statistics. But as far as this goes, hell no, we won't go.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you got some religions that won't take no blood, man. I think the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mennonites or some religions.
Either way, Jehovah Witness, they still worshiping the devil anyway, so it don't matter.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I haven't seen what the worship is.
You know what?
About,
as soon as Low gets here, it's always Blackie Whitey. And it's always
what do you mean,
about
Blackie. What are you talking about, Blackie Whitey? What are you talking about? That's what life should be about, Joe.
No, it should be about wrong and right, man. Right now it's wrong and right, man.
Scripture gives you wrong and right.
And scripture.
Let me ask a question then, Joe. And I'm glad
here
you said that. Now, my question to you is, what do you think brought Christopher Columbus to the idea of running into this place?
He was looking for gold and spices.
He got lost.
He didn't get lost. He wasn't looking for gold and spices.
He was looking for gold. That's what Isabella said.
I'm gonna tell you what came out of his own memoirs. He read out of the Apocrypha, which was a part of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Your conclusion, your question aren't connected. You asked me what brought him here. what brought him here was the motivation.
He read, listen, he read out of the Apocrypha that there was land in another place.
And why was he looking for land?
Because he was looking for a certain group of people, and he found those people.
And why was he looking
written,
for those group of
written,
people?
Because it was written in the scriptures.
No, because the queen gave him the commission to go out and explore for gold and spices and slaves, I guess, if he found them.
I appreciate that Apocrypha, man, because I got in a debate with my Christian man and my sister. And you know, they so brainwashed on the damn King James canonized version of the Bible, man. I brought up the Apocrypha, which I learned from y'all, man. I was reading the Apocrypha, man, all them books. And these doggone Jesus freaks, man, they so brainwashed with this King James version of the Bible, man. You can't get them to think of no other way, man, out the box, man. Just you want to tell that people, look here, you want to tell that people getting brainwashed, just talk to somebody that just came out of church, particularly on the Sunday afternoon.
Sunday.
Just have a conversation with them, man. They so freaking angry and mad. You could tell they brainwashing them folks in these churches, man. Okay? That's real talk, man.
Actually, what happened, Wesley, is in the original King James Version 1611, the Apocrypha was between the Old and New Testament, but the Roman Catholic Church had it taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they have it. It was originally a part of the Bible, but they had it taken out because even in your NIV Bibles and all of these new and old, just the old Bible, the King James Version is too hard to read. In the King James Version, it blatantly says that the people were black, and they took those words out of those new Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they watered it down to we read out of the NIV because it's an easier read. Sure it is. It's watered way down that you don't understand anything out of it as being true.
Okay. Can I ask?
Well, they couldn't get it all out. They couldn't get it all out because one spot where they said Jesus would have like
land. No, Eric, you can't ask the question because it's
apparently
only your
not,
show.
Apparently not, because they just go on and talk.
I know.
I said ask three times. Ask.
Oh, I hear it. I just heard y'all continue to go. Now, that's all right. I was going to shut you down eventually. Okay, here it is. Now, I'm hearing what you're saying, Lo. I'm hearing what you're saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, here's the question I have. And this is for everybody. Why does it matter that they're black
that.
Or white or whatever? Why does it matter?
Why does what matter? What you mean?
Forgetting blood.
No. What we were just talking about in the Bible. Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Whether you're black or white.
It matters because who was the scriptures given to? Who were the oracles given to? A specific group of people that were told, if you don't do what I tell you to do, you're going into slavery. You're going in cargo slave ships. You're not going to know who you are. You're not going to know what you used to worship. You're going to live like the people that you up under. And you're not going to ever understand why you are catching so much hell until you come back to me the right way. That's why it matters.
Sure is.
And I'll give you another reason. The scripture says, and Paul says, it matters because the Jew was the one that was given this. So everybody else that's claiming to live by the scriptures are trying to live up to the Bible's expectations, which is the Jew expectations. So if you say that you are a Christian and you say, well, I live by the Bible, then you are living up to supposedly the expectations that the Jews were to live by. And if you deviate from that, then you will be damned.
You will be damned.
That's why it matters. This happened way before I was alive and everything else, my foreparents and all of that. And you want to bring up everything except the one thing that matters the most. If race didn't matter, it wouldn't have been never said in the wisdom of Solomon that they was going to put a white image in there for you to worship. If race didn't matter, they would have never taken a white image out in, they would never have taken the black people out of the Bible if race didn't matter, right or wrong.
You're right, man. And then I think in Solomon, he said something like he was black, man. Solomon.
Yes, yeah, Solomon.
So they tried to whitewash him, man.
Solomon said, I'm black family. If race didn't matter, the images that you have of King James, as soon as you type his name online, wouldn't be a white man. But it is.
Yeah.
If race
I heard
didn't
King
matter.
King James was a black guy, man. Somebody told me
King James
black.
King James was a black man. That's why it matters. If it didn't, see, the people that need to know this stuff, they're the ones that's always saying, well, that don't matter. That don't matter. It don't matter. Let me tell you something. If Christ was green and I was supposed to serve and follow the laws, statutes, and commandments that was put forth from him, I would do that. And they would have, somebody would have came up with a picture of him because it said, oh, he looked like he was the same color as they say Martians are. Or he looked like he's the same color as leaves on the trees in the summertime. Okay, so that's green. I'll go with that. You got a scripture that say that. But when you got a scripture that say that, and then every Bible you open up, you got a picture that's showing something else, why did they do that? That's why it matters. The only people on this planet that don't know who the hell they are the so-called African-American black people.
That's by design, man. That's by design, bro.
They even found Hebrew in the burial grounds of the Native American Indians. That's why they came to this country. You can blow and hook all you want to. It's truth.
Okay,
you bring the proof, bro. You bring it. You bring it.
We
knowledge there, man.
We living right now by your standards of living, Joe. Let everybody do what they want to and live how they want to live, and everything should just be hunky-dory. We're living those days right now when everything should be hunky-dory because everybody
yeah.
can live how they want to live, and everything
yeah.
is in chaos.
Well, yeah, well.
Sure we?
All right, if you want to.
Yeah, everything in chaos, man. Look at it. They're charging people for water, man, that come from the sky, man. What the heck kind of crap is that to charge somebody for water, man? What kind of crap is that, dog?
What kind of crap is that they'll take plastic bottles and line them with some kind of chemical that's been known to make a person in their
sure.
psyche feel like they're effeminized? A man make
mm-hmm.
a man feel effeminized. Why would they
that's
do that?
Right. And then they start using synthetic brainwaves to make people turn gay, man. That's what they're doing, man. All this old gay stuff coming on, they synthetically brainwashing, manipulating people's mind, man, to start acting like they're who they're not, man. That's by design, man. Why you think these children are so goddamn confused, man?
Well, I happen to agree with everybody that, yes, the world is coming apart. America's coming apart. Okay.
Not just America, it's the world.
I said that.
It used to be a Japanese custom to always bow to someone that you're greeting. Now they're doing the same thing as the Americans. They're shaking hands. Everybody want to be like America. Everybody want to be like America. Everybody wants to have the pie in the sky that America has. America has fallen apart. Even if the Africans don't
agree.
Give a damn about America, they don't give a damn about each other.
Well, I agree with it.
And the worst part is they don't trust their government anymore.
Well, that's no. The worst part is they still trust their government. That's the worst part.
You get more and more people that don't trust the government.
Yeah, they say they don't, but they still
vote
for
hopefully everybody will wake up not to trust the government or the corporation because really they are under the same auspices,
yeah,
man.
That's true, too.
It's true, too, but it's not going to happen, Wesley. It's not going to happen. It can't happen.
I would never say that. I'm an optimist, man. People eventually work it out, man.
Fine. That's fine.
He's on this show here, folks, waking up, man. Every show I turn to, people waking up, bro.
Let me tell you what happened. You remember the story of the Tower of Babel, right?
Yes, sir.
You had everybody under the same tongue and everybody in agreement, right?
Yeah.
And the Most High came down and said, that cannot happen. Anything that they think of, anything they imagine to do, they're going to try it.
But I just told y'all the other day, man, the new Tower of Babylon is here, man. You look up there,
fucking sky.
So everybody under the same tongue now, man. Everybody on the same tongue now. And that tongue is digital, man. 010101. Okay?
And that shows you that there's nothing new under the sun. All this stuff happened before. People didn't trust their government. People were against each other. They got all into their own cliques as far as their own nations is concerned. And when I say nations, I'm talking about the whites, the blacks, the Asians. They got into their own nationalities, and they were pretty much looking over their own shoulders, even at their own people in their own nation. I mean, you have used to a white man could walk in the neighborhood I grew up in, and he could sell those black people their own souls.
Used to, yeah.
But now, you have a lot of them that don't trust anybody. They don't even trust the preacher anymore, man.
That's the best. Well, they do trust the preacher, man. Dude, the main thing they should do is start trusting themselves, man. That's the question I want to pose to everybody, man. If you can change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Because a lot of people, we can always analyze what the hell what other people need to do to change their circumstances and their self. But it's hard to look introspectively, man. Okay?
Ooh.
That's what people need to do, man.
Ooh, yeah, I agree with that. Wesley throw them words out there every now and then, you know. I check that out, you know. Hey, and that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, one thing you never do is judge a book by its cover. And,
that's right.
I mean, you know, hey, you never judge a book by its cover because you never know what's inside that book, man. You could see somebody walking down the street and maybe they've been down on their luck because of whatever. That probably was just for the sake of saying so. The biggest baller in the neighborhood at one point, he hit a bad streak and now he's down on his luck, you know. All his friends he had, they turned their back.
That's right.
That happens.
Yes, it does.
That's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's real talk.
I think sometimes people are, you can learn more about listening than talking, man, because that's why I even called in this show, man. I listen for about a week, man. Because I see what the ambiance of the show is. Because that's why God gave us two ears and one freaking mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'll go with you. I'll go with you, man. Where you at, YT?
You go with him?
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want you to.
Here's something else. Since we're talking about the government, here's something else. Texas is among seven states to recently pass a law limiting drone use in civilian airspace. A hobbyist using a remote control airplane mounted with a digital camera just happened to capture images last year of a Dallas creek running red with pig's blood. It led to a nearby packing plant being fined for illegal dumping and two of its leaders being indicted on water pollution. Wait a minute now, let's see. Yeah, and let's see, get the rest of it. Oh, what's that? No. Okay, Congress has directed the Federal Aviation Administration to provide drones widespread access to the domestic airspace by 2015, and the agency predicts that perhaps 7,500 small commercial unmanned aircraft could be operating domestically 5 years after that. Yeah, let's see. Here's the thing: Republican state Representative Lance Gooden said he introduced a bill to address concerns that ordinary Texans could use drones to spy on private property, as well as in response to fears that animal rights groups or environmentalists could keep tabs on livestock ranches or pipelines. But he said exceptions were added after law enforcement agencies worried the drone bans would make it difficult to do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What y'all think about that?
I say no go and follow the money.
How much money did
he get to introduce that bill? He got some money. I mean, this didn't just come out of space. How much money did he get to introduce that bill?
Mm-hmm.
Carol, is it a bad thing or a good
thing? I don't know.
I think it's a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing.
You know, that's something.
I think it's a bad thing. I do. It will only lead to trouble. And Joe,
okay,
you say
let me read one other portion of it. Six.
Did I hear black
here
people
go
call me a
Texas
name?
Texas law tips the scales in police favor, giving them broad freedoms to use drones during investigations and allowing them to bypass a required search warrant if they have suspicious of illegal activity, while also limiting use of small drones by ordinary residents. So basically what they're saying, the police can use it to spy on you, but you can't use it to spy on them.
Imagine that.
What kind of mess is that?
Imagine that. So what does the libertarian have on the line have to say about that? That's my question.
Well, it should be obvious.
What?
No, tell me. I want to hear it come out your mouth. You a politician? Tell me. You're talking out your mouth or your rectum?
So,
tell me.
All right. They say they can bypass a search warrant.
Uh-oh.
That's not good. Bad.
That's very bad. You know?
Yeah.
And all they need is a suspicion that something wrong is going on. What kind of mess is that? That means they can just, well, you know.
That means everybody's going to get rounded up eventually. It's just
they can cook up some.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what to do. Like I said, follow the money. Follow the money and follow the promises, and you'll find out where that guy came up with that idea. You don't just come up with this stuff from nowhere. And then on top of that, like I said before, if you don't like who you got in your office, in office supposedly representing you, you get 25 or 75 of the fine, upstanding citizens of their community. And get, I won't lie, let's just call it what it is. Get the well-to-do ones to come in there and to put their words together so eloquently, and all of them saying in unison, your ass won't be here representing me next term if you think you're going to continue on with this.
No,
right,
what you should do, if you don't, if
right,
you don't like...
Think about it. Right or wrong? Now,
if you don't like the person in office, man, do like the government do. You find out their weakness, man. You tap their phone call, just see what they with us. They like women, send the women at it. They like drugs, send some dope at it, man. And that's how they like money, throw some money at them, man. That's how they get these folks out of office, man. They want to doing stuff, man. Look at damn AR, Gay Edgar Hoover, man. That's how he was rolling, dog.
Well, I know, and right now they have his name on a federal building, and everybody already knew what was going on. And on top of that, look at Elliot Spitzer. Elliot Spitzer came out of office, and he wound up with a TV show. And Wiener just ran, and he's still running. He might not win, but hey, okay. Like I say, the worst thing that can happen to those people is for them to feel like
he dropped out.
Oh, he dropped. Oh, okay, good. The worst thing, and you know, I hate to change the subject, but you know, I saw his old lady, man. She was good looking. You know, but
she's all right.
If she's out there whoring herself for Hillary Clinton and trying to run for something and under Hillary Clinton, next thing you know, she want to run for something too, then, hey, you get what you get. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton was the governor in Arkansas, and this woman living in the governor's mansion with her husband and another woman right there in the same house doing all the carrying on, all this foolishness. And you mean to tell me you couldn't keep this hoe off your hook in the same house? And now you figure that you want to protect me in this big old country. Get the hell out of here. I'm just saying, you know. So, no, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it.
I never looked at it that way.
Yeah. How in the hell you go? Okay. You going to protect me. Okay, Mr. Talk. I know you for being the big bully in the neighborhood, and I make it big. I'm a star now. I got a contract. I got a rapper's contract, so I need security. I go and get you and Wesley and Joe and all of you guys. I know you guys are supposed to be the big bad bullies. And, you know, some ruckus jump off, and Mr. Talk, you turn and haul butt. What I need you for? Right or wrong?
Hey, man, I'm
what
going to get a car. You're going to get the car, man.
What if you run past the car? You're going to get the police?
Where was my car?
You got a woman, working in your house, and you living in that house, and she doing all this wild stuff with your husband, and I didn't know anything about any of that. If you'd have been handling your own business, your husband would have been too wore down to be worried about another woman. Because I don't care how much energy a man supposedly have, if he worked like those politicians supposedly work, and their spouses is handling their business like they supposed to, he don't have enough juice to be running up and behind a bunch of women or on the internet masturbating and carrying on and doing. He don't have enough energy for all of that. Right or wrong?
Serious question. You're right. You got a point. You do have
a point. We ain't talking about no 17-year-old. Yeah. If he was 18, okay, fine. But we talking about grown men. A grown man, politicians work 34 hours a day, supposedly, and they got to do all of this and all of that, and then, it's still find time for their family and in the intimate time with their wife, but they have time to be, running around with another woman and carrying on all this and all that. It ain't no midday BJs, if you know what I mean. Ain't no midday getting one of them from your understudy.
Why not?
Huh?
Well, I don't understand. Well, he had time. He was running the nation so well, it was during the down period.
That was when he was a governor, right?
Oh, that was when he was a president.
I'm looking I see a plane going into NOLA Airport right there, way over there. But it could be a drone. It could be spying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think? The dead New York shooting suspect is identified as 34-year-old Aaron Alexis, a military contractor from Texas. And that's what the FBI said. Oops. So, he's another one of the people from Texas, man. I don't know about these folks.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I got
man,
out of Texas
I tell
when I
you.
Did.
Mm-hmm. I military got contractor, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a life to live there.
Wow. That is just outrageous, man. I tell you. Mm-hmm. I started talking at the beginning of the show like that, too, and I guess I'm going to ask this question. What causes a person to do that? Just to decide, do you just wake up one morning and decide, look, I'm going to kill somebody because that's just the way I'm feeling? Or is it a process that just builds and builds and builds? Or do they just get pissed off at somebody and say, "Oh, that's it. I'm not taking no more of this." What do y'all think about
that? Hey, my brother, if you read that paper I sent you last night, man, that explained the whole thing, man. Open up that and read that paper I sent you, man. That's why I sent it to you. I want you to read it, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna email you. I'm gonna send you a text message later on to my email, my personal email address, and send me that too. I want to check that out because. Wesley always talks about, I got a plethora. I want to see this plethora. So
I want to get the paper I got, man, let everybody know. It explains how the CIA doing all this mind manipulation, man. Explain the whole way
it was set up, man. I believe that.
And somebody sent me that yesterday, man. I just started crying, bro. Because it explained the whole freaking thing, how they doing this here, man. It's deep, man. They make it hard for people like us to send it around. Because that's it, man. If everybody read this paper, it'll bust your fucking name. You'll see exactly how they're doing this crap, man.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you probably give the same answer Cat gave, and I'm going to ask you anyway. Wesley, how do you specifically get information like this? I mean, this same thing Cat said. And I was like, well, where you get that? Well, if I tell, they may kill me for telling. How do you get information like that?
The same way. I mean, I found out, man. I mean, I could send you, give me your email address or whatever. You're in the chat room, whatever. I just found out, man. Go to Freedom from Coercive Harassment and Surveillance. Okay, that's where you go to, man. It's called www.freedomfchs. And then, so I just did investigating because I always like to figure out what the not be a thermometer and say what happened. I got to be able to find out like a thermostat and see what caused it to happen. And that's just the way I roll, man. So I got hooked up with the right people, man. I asked Almighty to open my third eye. And so then the information just started flowing, man. Folks just started sending me stuff, man.
Oh, so you're a Freemason? You got your third eye open, you're a Freemason?
No, man, I'm just conscious black man trying to live in the matrix, man. I'm living, trying to figure out this damn matrix I'm in, man.
Oh, okay, I just asked. What you say, you're a black man?
Yes, sir. I'm not no African-American. I'm just a black man trying to figure out how to make it in the hells of North America.
Oh, okay. All right, well. I'm looking at some ties.
So,
I'm
step down the stand, sir. Mm-hmm. Step down off the stand.
I'm sitting in my garage right now, and I'm looking at the tires on that truck, and they black, and I don't look like them. So you said, I'm just listening to what you're saying now.
Well, okay, man, you got me deep now. You're
quick.
You're deep, bro.
What is black?
So where you
what
going at
black?
With this, man? What you
black?
Going at with this? Say what?
Let's see.
Color. Black is just
a color.
Yes.
So that's how color. Did it become our color? Was it?
How did
okay,
it?
Somebody.
That's a good question.
Huh?
That's a good question. Thank
you. Okay.
Wesley, you the one that introduced it. So how did that become our color? Black.
Now, how did it become associated with us as our, I know, knowledge, black, absolute light. So how did that become what we were identified by?
That's you're right, man. That's a good question. And I didn't know that every time someone uses the term, is it Afro-American or African-American, slimy, Jesse Jackson gets a check off of that. I didn't know that. He came up with that phrase.
He gets a check off of it.
Yeah, that's like the people that make up a slogan and they put it on a bumper sticker or whatever.
Yeah.
And they sell that slogan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he get paid for that.
Get out of here.
Man, who else came up with it?
I don't know, but I will research.
Don't take me. Do you? There you go. Do your research.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I know good and well Jesse Jackson didn't do that. If he did, he's sorry.
Wait. Oh, hold up, brother. Hold up now. Let's back up now. Jesse was there when Martin got killed too. Now.
Yeah, imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. and let's look at it for what it really is now. Jesse was nothing more than a second or third string receiver. And Martin was first string receiver, and I know you like football. And, Jesse was sitting on the end of the bench waiting for Martin Knee to get blowed out. Martin Knee just happened to get blowed out. Career-ending injury. And look at Jesse after that. Jesse shot the stardom, didn't he? Didn't he?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Jesse
he
Jackson
did.
Was always in Martin Luther King Jr.'s shadow. He was never going to be anything. And next thing you know, he's running for the presidency. And he up there saying he wish he could cut Barack Obama's kahunas out.
Yeah, and now he's trying to worry about some black girl in Alabama want to get in a white sorority, man. That's what he's talking about now, man. I think Jesse need to chill for a minute, man.
Why?
What he talking about on the show yesterday, man.
Why? I keep asking why. Why do you people of color keep trying to force your way on these people? Why do you keep doing that? Stop.
I don't know, man.
Stop forcing your way on these people. These people, if they don't want you, leave it like it is. Don't
That's
force
right.
your way on these people. I mean, especially a sorority.
Yeah, exactly, man. So in Alabama, man.
Let me tell you something. Those people will haze that girl until she quits. And you can say, we don't haze. That's what they'll say out their mouths. But I guarantee you, she'll be to have so much done to her till she'll quit, or she'll be to humiliate herself just to show that she will stay in there and go through. Because on every fraternity, there's a female sorority that's connected to it, right? Every fraternity has a female sorority that's like their sisters, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
I tell you what they'll do. They'll tell her, oh, girl, yeah, okay, well, you know, since our hands are tied and you know we don't want you to be a part of us, all you got to do is go in that room right there and every guy that comes in there just have sex with him and you'll be
That's
a
right.
part of us.
Yeah, turn her into a donut. Everybody get a turn.
Why?
Because, see, I mean, I'm in the fraternity, man, and when I was pledging, it was a Mexican guy on my line with me, man, and he was my line brother, man. We had a hard time trying to let the Mexican brother in with us, and but the whole frat let him in, but you know my line brother, and plus me and him was on the football team too, man, but it's still, I had to check myself, man, to really learn how to love that brother, man. You know what I'm saying? At first, I couldn't get along with it, man. I couldn't go with that one idea, man. But eventually, man,
and
by the time we crossed, man, we was close.
And little do you know, he's your brother by blood. Imagine that.
That's right. Sure will.
Imagine that. But that's the reason why, Mr. Talk, that correlates back to what you asked earlier, why does it matter? That's why it matters. If you don't know who you are, you definitely won't know where you're going or where you come from.
That's right.
You won't even really exist. You'll just be there.
And that get back to the question about doing introspection on yourself, man. Before you can love anybody else, you got to learn how to love yourself, man. And that's the whole problem with black people, man. We don't love ourselves, therefore I don't love my brother, therefore we don't have no conflict resolution. And then we want to take each other out by design.
And you know, Wesley, I'm glad you said conflict resolutions, because I was speaking with someone earlier today, and that was basically what they came up with. We were talking about younger adults and how they're so... for lack of a better phrase, silly. How they're so silly and they really don't think things through before they do them. I mean, I pull up to a restaurant the other day, a fast food joint, and you got a kid in there. You know he's a teenager. You know his pants hanging halfway off him, or whatever. You know, and you got two or three other people that look the same age, same way. You know, and the older people were dressed appropriately. The thing is, I mean, you know, they don't think that, you know,
all right.
My
all
appearance
right.
goes a long way.
Let's welcome Mr. Beasley.
Good afternoon.
Oh, whatever.
Good afternoon there, my brother.
Good afternoon. Now, I'm listening to the gentleman, and he made a good point about not forcing your way on people. But if you look at the history of the black fraternities, the Alphas, which I think were the first black fraternity. Well, there was one before, but they were all rejects of a white fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire black Greek system is a copy of
it's built off of a rejection. Imagine that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. No, it's the truth. It's the truth.
I'm saying,
it's the truth.
We ain't, we are not Greek.
Hmm.
We
well,
are not
that's,
Greek.
I've had these
right
debates with people, and they get pretty indignant because they go through a form pledging, and I mean Wesley probably can't tell you too much about it because he's been sworn to secrecy, but they go through a mind control process, sleep deprivation, physical, mental abuse, and apparently after going through this, you build a bond with people, and and some of the practices, I mean, to me are kind of barbaric, and these people. And they're in my family. I mean, they get branded like slaves, like cattle, and take pride in it. I mean, can you imagine a hot brand burning into your arm because of this organization?
Nope.
You're going to put a Greek letter on you?
Yeah, I got a brand on me now, man, but I was so drunk and intoxicated and feeling good, man. I said, let's do it.
Right. Well, everyone else was doing it. It was. It's a member. It's a way of showing your dedication to the group. And but no, he made a real good point about forcing yourself, and the majority of the people, not everybody, but these are people that have gone to college and they get placed in jobs, and they're they become the black middle class, or most of the time the black rich. And I don't know if any of you have heard of the boule.
Yes, sir.
Right, right. Well, there's some that say that this boule is in place and has been in place for decades in order to control the masses of black people.
Working for the king, right?
I don't talk in any absolutes. I believe it to be true, but I temper my words just, you know, because I don't know for sure. But
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just said
why not?
I mean, you have to have a buffer between the poor blacks that are nothing, and the well-to-do blacks.
Almost like a manager at a job.
Right.
You know,
right.
The boss or the owner feels, you know, hardcore. The manager, you know, makes the message palatable to the employees, and the employees, you know, that he's the buffer.
Carry out the work. Right.
He's the buffer in between, so he becomes a. You know, but his job is mainly to work for the boss and to, you know, comfortably guide the employees into getting what the owner wants done.
Yeah, to simplify that is be the overseer of the plantation, i.e. the house in, trying to control the field in. Just break it on down, man, to the lowest common denominator, man. Lord, break it on down. Too many big ass words, man. Break it on down.
Now, I've read and have listened to Steve Coakley, and he speaks on the boule. In fact, that's one of his main targets. He's since passed away recently. And he's the guy that said that Jesse Jackson was complicit in the murder of Martin Luther King, and it sounds outrageous. It sounds outrageous, and I still don't know that I believe it, but it's certainly possible. It's certainly possible. And they were all fraternity members. Martin Luther King was an alpha. I think Jesse Jackson was an omega.
He was an alpha.
Abernathy was a kappa, man. Abernathy was a kappa.
Right. Well, if anybody knows anything about these organizations, they say that it's it's the divine nine, that they're all from the same sand, but different parts of the beach. There's intense rivalries in between these groups. They fight. Go ahead.
Well, that goes against his Baptist religion.
No, it doesn't. His religion tells him he can do anything he wants to. Only he got to do it is believe.
A Baptist minister? No.
I'm sure having a child outside of his marriage goes against his Baptist religion as well. So
where is that at? Do you have proof of that?
That's a well-known fact.
Some people say, I can go on YouTube and some people say that Martin Luther King was a homosexual. He had a lot of his campaign members. He was a homosexual. He had
Jesse
a lot
Jackson
of women. And I was like, well, where is the factual proof? Where's the kid?
Jesse Jackson.
Well, I don't know. Hey, look here. I don't know about Dr. King.
I'll answer it.
I don't know about Dr. King, but I know about Jesse, man. Jesse had a child not walking where I live, man.
Right, that's a fact. Jesse come here and made a child out of wedlock in Athens, Georgia. So I know that Jesse, outside of marriage, you just answered his question, and now he doesn't know how to come back to that.
That's right.
And that's
right
in
my hometown where I was born at, man.
Athens,
Georgia, man. Jesse come here.
As far as what?
Jesse come here and did what he did and fornicated, cheated against his wife. But I ain't here to throw no stone against him, man.
Nobody said,
you know
hey.
But that is a fact. He acknowledges that child and he acknowledges that this happened.
Right, but you said Martin Luther King, though. But you said Martin Luther King. Jesse Jackson is fact. That's documented. But you said Martin Luther King had a baby out of wedlock.
Well, what some people said, he did say that, Law. What Steve Coakley said.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait.
Hold on. No, I didn't say that. What Steve Coakley said, okay, Steve Coakley, who died recently, you can look him up. And this is where the people that are citing this, I believe they're getting it from Steve Coakley, because he's the first person to talk about this. And it spread, and some believe it and some don't. Again, I don't have to draw conclusions on everything. Steve Coakley says, and he believed, and he makes his case for Jesse Jackson being complicit, you know, that he assisted in the assassination of Martin Luther King. I do know this, and I don't know that he was or that he wasn't. I'm not saying that. Steve Coakley's saying that. I'm repeating what Steve Coakley said. I do know that he did say things afterwards about, you know, he was there with Dr. King and he was praying over the body or something, where he was proved that it wasn't true, or that he wiped Dr. King's blood on his... In fact, he used it, even then in that tragic situation, he found a way to be opportunistic about it and make it benefit himself. So it's possible. So which needs to be that it's possible. When his mic was cut off in the newsroom, and just with Obama, right? And this is before we knew Obama was Obama, at least before I knew. You know, I had my doubts. But when he said... I think Obama said something about, you know, black people need to do this and that and the other, and it was kind of a condescending tone. Jesse Jackson was angry about it and said, I'd like to cut his nuts off. I'm like, wow, that's wrong. That's more than disagreeing with somebody. I want to cut his nuts off. I want to castrate him.
Yeah, we spoke of that earlier. Jesse Jackson,
and you
has
have
always...
to believe that, and you have to believe Jesse Jackson is jealous as hell of Obama. Here
of
it is. He's been in the, I mean, that's natural, man.
People always be jealous of people, man.
That's one of the Ten Commandments, man. Because we hate each other, because we don't want to see another black person successful. Some black people don't want other black people to be successful. Of course. Jealousy in our community is so... Well, it's so prevalent, it's crazy, it's self-hatred. I like what you did, though.
The problem is, people don't realize God gives everybody their gift, and they lame, man. People so damn stupid to worry about what somebody else gift got.
Hello.
What from God, till they can't concentrate on their own gift from the Most High, man. If everybody just too introspectful and ask the Most High what your gift is, then I ain't got time to worry about what your gift is. I'm rolling with mine. See what I'm saying, bro?
Boy, if that's not some wisdom, if that's not some basic common sense wisdom right there, I don't ever worry about what the next guy's doing. I wish him well. It lets me know that I can do it too. You know?
Well, hold up, Beasley. And you know, I like your name because I got a partner that's a preacher named Ryan Beasley. thing about what you just said is,
I thought you ain't like preachers.
I didn't say that.
No, I mean, I don't been knowing you for what? Yeah,
you ain't gonna like him in a minute. You keep busting in.
my thing is this: in the communities that we all grew up in, and everybody here is pretty much of the same, you know, thing. Now, if you look at it, you're shown only two or three different lifestyles that you could fit. You're the guy that's singing and dancing and got everybody laughing and clapping, or you're the guy that's running and shooting the ball, or you're the guy that's in prison or in prison. That's it. Or you're the guy that's
my
dead. My point is this. The majority of the time, they will never show a black child, and I don't like to use the term black, but they'll never show a black child a postman or a man that has a job that's honest and honorable, going to work, coming home, taking care of his family, and loving his family. They won't show us that. Only thing they'll show us is something that we need to covet. I need to run that ball so I can get that big contract, so I can get that big old house, and I can get that pretty white woman, and I can get that big Benz. That's what they show us. They don't show us that we can do anything but entertain.
It's up to you. That's what I'm with black people. Start your own, man. Black on purpose.
You cutting out.
We got to show and portray our own image, brother, and quit worrying about somebody else showing us, because you know the enemy is putting you in a good light, bro.
I'm not, Wesley. And see, one thing that I don't like that people get on different forums and do is they get on there and say, this is what we got to do. Okay, we understand what we need to do, but we never talk about what we're doing. What we're doing is we looking in somebody else's house saying this is how we need to be or try to be. That's what we need to live up to.
Oh, keeping up with the Joneses.
Absolutely. We love to look in somebody else's house and say, well shit, hell, Jackson got an Escalade. Hell, I want to get one too. They nice. I mean, you know, I should, quote unquote, be able to afford the note. But instead of going ahead and buying, you know, the regular whatever base model and being comfortable and happy with that, and you can afford your bills and afford your lifestyle because Jackson got such and such, oh, well, you want to get one too. That's what, like I said, that's what we are shown to being prosperous. That's the only way we can prosper, if we can bring back something to say, hey, look at what I got. We're not prosperous if we're just living and enjoying our life because we're happy.
Well, how about living within your means and saving?
Exactly.
Instead of having depreciating stuff that's
right.
Not going to be worth that much down the line of having, you know, having that money working for you and growing into solid investment. No, that's real true.
Right. My folks never
said anything about being a ball player or singer or any of those other things. They were like, go to school. If that's the answer, go to school. If Wesley went to school and he's older than me, his folks told him the same thing. So maybe nowadays. That's more of the norm, and it's sad, it's unfortunate. I have a cousin, a younger cousin who's about 24 years old, did some stupid stuff, went to prison, was supposed to be a basketball player all this time. Now he calls himself a rapper. There are other ways.
But you say about how they portraying us? Okay, they were portraying the rock tour way. What they do on the moon?
You breaking up, Wesley.
Okay, well, getting back to what he's saying about how they're portraying us on media with this propaganda television, these Hispanics, when they first came over here, they were portraying them as Frito Bandito and all this shit crap. And so what they do, they started Univision and the Telemundo, man. They own TV stations, man. We can do the same thing. You see, now's the time to stop this damn complaining and bitching, and let's do the damn thing. Go to Black on Purple TV.
Wesley, expand your mind. Let's stop cussing.
I'll raise my vocabulary level right to another frequency. It's time to quit complaining and worry about how we being portrayed and start portraying our own self, man. Okay, you don't do Black on Purple TV, man. Go to Black on Purple TV.
Basically set a benchmark. Basically set a benchmark and aspire to attain that goal.
Huh?
Set a benchmark.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Joe, what you say?
That's that damn low telling people not to curse. Isn't that a bitch?
He's right, though, man. I like to raise my frequency, man.
See, there you go. Hey, look over YT That's what he's here for. So
that's right. That's what I'm here for. You got that right.
He's like, it's like, you know, you have a cookout going on and the flies come. That's YT. Don't worry about him. He'll be all right.
Yeah, don't worry about your girls. Don't worry about your
talented
people
who are going
for anything. Don't worry about that.
Keep him all your food. You'll be all right.
Yeah, give me all your food.
No.
They call you the overseer, Joe. You the overseer.
Oh, God. Oh, hey, oh man.
I don't know.
Oh, now you want me to get shot, don't you, Joe? Oh, I don't know how you want me to get shot with that.
I don't know how he overseeing anything.
That's what y'all calling him, your overseer.
Oh, man.
What was your boy's name on Django? Samuel Jones? Samuel Jackson? What was his name on Django?
Steve, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I don't know how he overseeing if Samuel Jackson is the one right there with the mute button.
Or Samuel Jackson.
I'm talking about you. It said something. That's the one with the mute
what?
Button. That's the overseer. You.
Oh.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, Joe ain't no over. Uh-huh. Yeah, that, there you go. Joe ain't over.
Hey, y'all
want to
know what's
over? Yeah.
Look. Check this out, y'all. Check this out. The shooter was a black guy, and he was ex-Navy. So that's unusual. Somebody pissed that man off. That's what I think.
Please don't say it's a false flag. Please, this don't have conspiracies. Let's get the facts. You know, you have people on blog talk about, oh, it's a false flag, or the government did this and all that crap.
You know what?
Let's wait till all the facts come out.
You're going to hear it. Watch. You're going to hear it. I'm going to laugh.
I already said it.
You're not going to get pure unadulterated
facts. Wow, Joe.
You're going to get a story.
Right.
Now,
so what do y'all believe?
Yeah.
Y'all don't believe.
Story.
I mean, no,
right,
I mean, not believe it. What do y'all know?
Continue with what they saying. You said, okay, don't worry about conspiracy. And then you shut up for like 2 seconds and Beasley start talking. And then you start back
because
talking.
Because I didn't even finish my point, Lo. Y'all talk for an hour and a half. I didn't even talk for 2 minutes. I haven't even
not
talked for 2 minutes.
Okay,
let's
well,
talk.
Hey,
I just 3 minutes, please.
You should have came on when we came on.
Give him
on.
His time, but you said this before. We know your position. That's why I interrupted
hey.
You. I apologize.
And
I know
your
position.
And I know Joe's position. So you want me to tell you and Joe to shut up?
Go ahead. It wouldn't be
wow,
the
we say the same thing. I mean, I'm no
okay,
Joe.
Okay,
I'll be
quiet. What, everybody shut up.
See.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let
Lo
see, because he hasn't had a chance all day to talk. Go ahead, Lo.
Well, hey.
Exactly.
Hey,
that preacher man.
Wait a minute.
Preacher man.
As soon as he got on the phone, his feelings are hurt.
Lo, you the preacher's wife.
Oh, hold up. Wait a minute.
You the preacher's wife, Lo.
Okay, y'all trying to do the comedy act now. All right, the green room is waiting. Keep on.
Oh, put me alone.
The green room is waiting. All right, Mr. Knowledge, I see you know, you've been mighty quiet. Like you probably couldn't get in. But go ahead, Mr. Knowledge. You got anything you want to add?
No, I was just listening.
Oh, what's up, Knowledge?
Oh, okay. All right.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, good. Your words have right. picked up a little bit.
Say what now?
I said your words picked up a little bit last time I was on here. Your words had slowed down a whole lot. You were told.
Hey man, you gotta do that sometimes. You can't let people.
He ran out of pharmaceuticals. No, I just enjoyed a nice Merlo. Tell him Knowledge. Right?
Hey man.
My question is this. Why do people always want to come up with conspiracy theory?
Thank you, Joe. Yes.
No. Why do people always want to term what happened conspiracy theory?
I was about to say this to you. I said, Lo, if anybody is a so-called conspiracy theorist, it would be you, because you and everybody on this line knows that the government is very, very capable of doing a lot of shit and trying to blame it on somebody else. dust to raise that conspiracy theory bullshit. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. You hear? Okay. Low, can I say something, Low? Low, I just want to say something.
I don't know
what y'all.
Just talk on the show. Why are you asking me? Can I say something? Can you say something? Just talk on the show.
No, because I have to get your permission. I have to get your permission. I have to. Only thing I'm saying, guys, I mean,
give
I understand. Low's permission.
Taser.
I have to get his permission. He told me to shut up, be quiet. He never gets. Okay. I forgot what I had to say. No, I forgot. Give me a couple more minutes.
See, it wasn't that important then, was it? You know how how your parents used to say if you can't remember what it was, it wasn't that important.
No.
So, you know, it'll come back.
No,
it wasn't that important.
Can I say a lie?
Can I say it for you? You have to believe the facts. Let's get all the facts come out. Haven't heard the facts. We need the facts until you have the facts. Leave this country. Go down there and denounce your citizenship and move your black ass back to Africa.
That
and that's
black.
A fact.
Yo,
I will
mute myself on now.
Wesley.
Yes,
I'm not going to stop in Africa. I'm going all the way back to where I came from, Israel.
I'm just making jokes, man. I like to have a good time sometimes.
Me too.
All right, go ahead.
I would have never thought that the other day the way you come in.
I come in all kinds of ways, man. That's my personality. Get a chance.
Which
to know
one?
Me.
You got like 10 of them.
You know, you guys been around me all of a week. Even though people that know me don't understand me that well.
Man,
but I'm saying,
as soon as you get in there for a week, you make your presence known, though, don't you?
I'm just that kind of guy.
Well then. Huh?
Oh well. All right.
I'm just shy and meek like that. I'm just really afraid of what people are going to think of me.
Yeah.
So I just tiptoe around
poor
things.
Thing.
Go ahead, Mike. You got your idea yet?
Now he wants Mike to talk.
So, Mike, you remember what you wanted to say?
Oh, wait, Mike, you mute yourself?
I guess.
Did he?
Fuck it. I hate you usually.
You know what it is. Them people, look, you know what it is. Them handlers had to come and get him. You know, Mike be slipping out from that little padded room, and they go in there and look for him and be like, where he go this time?
Well, the thought must have come back to him by now, right, Mike?
Huh?
I said the thought must have come back to him by now. Michael?
Once he take his medication,
Michael,
there you go.
Hey,
Mike.
Because I got 10 personalities. I only got Y'all
talking about me while I had the phone down. Oh, y'all talking about me while I had the phone down.
You didn't want to hear
no,
it.
What I wanted to
say. I don't blame you.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know where y'all live. But ordinary people who don't work for the government do amazing things to other people. That's all I have to say. And every time we hear things happening in this nation, everyone says a conspiracy, the government intentionally did it to set something off or something like that.
Why? Is there a reason why? If you go back and look at, okay, I tell you what, best thing to do. You have a cousin that's a guy that's done a lot of stupid stuff in his lifetime, and everybody's tried to bring him on. Hey, you need to stop. You need to get yourself together. And, okay, he's been known for stealing stuff or taking stuff from people's houses. And whenever he come over there, hey, so-and-so, you need to stay out here. The only thing you do is go to the bathroom, come back to the front. You don't go in nobody's room, all of that. So the government of this country has had their hands in so much stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you can't but expect them to have done this. And when the news comes out, you listen to 10 different broadcasts, and the very first sentence match. All 10 match. All 10 are the exact same the very first sentence is the exact same from a different face. All these people are in cahoots,
yep.
man.
Yep.
Yep.
And let me do another thing about that. As a person,
so hold on. So in my city, when I see violence, I haven't even said nothing.
Joe was talking. He cut you off.
Whoa, Mike.
All the stuff out, Joe, man.
Whoa. Okay. Let me say something about what Lowe's saying too, because Lowe.
Go, Joe.
Okay. Thanks. Lowe's talking about a person who has, like, say, a reputation of doing something bad. What about these other mass murderers who, prior to taking out the gun shooting people, didn't do shit? And each one of them found to have been on psychotropic drugs. Does that remind anybody of MK Ultra?
That's exactly
right.
Yes,
sir. You're right, bro.
Absolutely.
You're sure you're right, man.
Watch when they interview this guy's neighbors. They're like, that was the nicest guy. He used to help me take my trash can out.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that, no, that couldn't be true.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that news story, it made no sense at all. That guy was, God, he was the nicest guy in our church.
Mm-hmm. Why so hard for y'all to believe that the government, man, could turn Dr. Jekyll into Mr. Hyde with a flip of a switch, man? It's so hard for y'all to believe that, man, to happen to you.
You know what? Not just the government. The government is, of course, capable of it. But anybody who has the ability to give someone MK Ultra training, okay, and this has been around
really
for a long time.
Is it a conspiracy for all the murders in Chicago? Is it a conspiracy for all the shootings in the Chicago? Is that a conspiracy?
Please, no, hold on.
I'm asking you a question. Is all the murders in Baltimore City, is government, is all a conspiracy? When a man smacks his wife, is that a conspiracy? But people are in jail. When they commit crimes, did the government do this? Hold up. You know what, Mr. Talk? You notice they're not letting me talk. They're cutting me off.
Mike, I know what I
just read my.
You change the subject, man. I know that about you, bro.
And I said that a long time ago.
What are you talking about? No, my whole thing is y'all think normal people,
really?
Y'all think that everything, like, for instance, the Oklahoma City bombing, the 9/11, the donor guy in California last year, Sandy Hook, the one on Carroll, people were saying the government did that from start to finish. And I'm saying, ho, I know normal people do crazy stuff. I don't know where y'all come from. I know normal people do crazy stuff when they have an agenda on their mind. And I know when a man wants to do something. They cut me off. You're unfair, bro. Colorado, shut the fuck up, yo. You cut me off. You cut me off, Colorado. And I'm just saying, bro. I'm just.
Colorado? Who is Colorado?
I think that's probably Wesley.
Good question.
Okay. All right, y'all, we got 10 minutes left in the show, so if you want to continue to hear it live, give me a call, 347-838-8622.
I forgot what I was about to say.
All right,
you
cut
me off.
You know, you already know that these people have conspired against you. You have Freeway Ricky Ross coming out and saying, hey, I'm not, because if he came out and said, the government was supplying the dope, then they would kill him. But he said, they knew that it was happening, but they didn't stop it. They knew, you know that the guy below you has drug trafficking going on, but you're not doing anything to intercede it. And you're supposedly there to stop drugs.
And let me address Mike's point, too. Mike, you're right. Not everybody is going to be involved in a conspiracy if you're slapping your wife around or if you're dealing drugs, but it's possible, okay? It's possible.
Right.
But when it comes to 9/11 and when it comes to mass murders and when it comes to huge outbreaks like that, who has the power besides the government is what I want to know.
Big business.
Listen to me. Hold on. Can I ask this question?
With the government, I would say. Yeah.
Hello. Can I ask you? Listen, Joe. Me.
Yeah.
Intelligent.
If I wanted to do something.
Intelligent agents.
If any man on this phone, if you wanted to do something, you really wanted to do it, you'll do it. If you have an agenda and you really wanted to do something, Joe, and any man on this line, you know you'll do it. You do it. So the only thing I'm saying is you can't say the government, because people, like some people just hate the government and they're going to do certain things. That's all I'm saying.
Gentlemen, one person at a time.
Do you think the Unabomber was government? Was that a Unabomber?
Yeah, absolutely.
Government?
Oh my God! Okay,
because
the man told you
he was walked through the.
His family members told his family members told you he was crazy since he was little.
Oh, the Unabomber. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know about the Unabomber. I thought you meant the.
Let me break this down, man, to another level, man. Look here, man. You know when you go to the movie theater and you sit down in the movie and you're watching the movie, all of a sudden you got to go get some popcorn and a soda and a hot dog. How you think they put in your mind before you do that? In between the damn clips of the movie, in between the frames, they show a hot dog and a hamburger and a dog on popcorn. You got to go get it, bro.
Yeah, that was outlawed a long time ago, though. That's subliminal
advertising.
Yeah.
Y'all need to say that
they don't
know facts,
now,
all conspiracy, all theory,
okay,
no facts.
Well, let me ask you a question, brother.
Where's the facts?
I'll give you facts.
Give me some documentation.
Mike, I'm going to give you some facts.
Could you stop talking for a damn second?
I'm going to give you some facts, and you will read. Go read about MK Ultra and Operation Paperclip and how it came into play. Now,
when you have a guy like this
that does this, that comes to work, this guy was coming to work on a naval base that you had to get security clearance. I mean, you have to show identification just to come on, like an army base.
Okay, he stole somebody's ID. The fact said he stole somebody's ID. They went to the person who he had ID he had.
Thing. Okay.
Uh-oh. No. So where's
it? Right,
okay.
Though?
So how do you know that they tell
right,
a lie?
No, hold on.
How do you know? Give me a fact that you know that they're telling a lie.
I'll give you.
What time do you? I don't know.
I'll give you declassified information. Facts.
Okay.
When the government lays down these kind of confessions, it's fucking facts. When you have Northwoods, when you have MK Ultra declassified.
Right.
When you have three, forget the other names of the other false flags. At least three other false flags, the main for one, and the other false
flags.
We're
talking about now, Joe.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah, but
it's a
history. It shows the history.
Exactly, history. If you know the government.
So you mean to tell me? So you mean to tell me? So you mean to tell me? You going
to
tell me on my history? Listen. I'm not like I used to be.
Hold on.
Listen, Joe. Are you going to judge me on my past?
Michael,
are you
going
to judge me on my past? Do you want me to tell you about my past? Are you going to judge me on your past? Are you going to judge me on
my
past? Why would you? Why would you? You should look at me who I am now.
The things you've done in your past shows a likelihood that you may do it again.
No, that's not.
He said,
that is a lie.
Do it again. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to. But how else are you going to judge people? Okay, I think we all got shot.
No. Hold on. Joe, you're going to judge me on my past? You're not going to judge me who I am now? You're going to judge me on my past?
If George Zimmerman shot somebody else, would
you
want
me to do
you?
I mean, like that, Joe?
Because
I'm fatter.
Pretty fucking good.
I'm compared to who? Tell me your past. Are you going
to
tell the truth?
Compared to rational benchmarks and responsibility.
How do you know that? Look, you're the problem. You complaining and saying you're better than somebody. I'm not better than nobody.
Let me ask a question.
You know better than me. You're no better than nobody on this phone. Your past is no better than nobody.
Better than you. We're talking about
exactly. Exactly.
Never mind.
Let me ask a question.
I'm gonna judge you on who you are now, Joe. I'm not gonna judge you on your past. I'm gonna judge you who the person you who you are now.
Enough.
My question is.
Enough. All right, now that we have peace in the house. All right. So, what is your question?
My question is, Michael, I seriously want to know when and what time does your show come on?
Oh.
I'm real talk. You said you had a show. When and what time does your show come on? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something wrong with that guy, man. What they do with these targeted individuals. They make the ones that doubt the other stories. What's going on, man? So you gotta look at this thing in a kind of like a logical way. What's happening in this country, man? They got the people that believe in and know what's happening, and saying one thing, and the people that also target it, they get them to start coming in with all these doubts and innuendo that it's not happening.
I notice
like the conservatives, and they're making like Mike seem like a Kool-Aid drinking no grow, man.
Because
he is targeted, man.
It's called a disinformation age.
Right.
I don't know if he is one.
He's targeted in the wrong direction.
You're talking about me, man. You don't know shit about me. You're attacking me personally. You don't know shit about me. Why are you saying I'm targeted, bro? What the fuck are you talking about?
Only thing I know is coming out your mouth, man.
Hold on. Listen,
you know what? Mike's entitled to his opinion like everybody else, though. He just doesn't believe.
Every time you show him conclusive evidence, i.e. exhibit A on every point, then he changed the subject, man.
I don't know. You got a point there. He does do that. But a lot of people do things like that.
They expand
the argument and they start going all over the place.
Beasley, it's not expanding the argument. It's just showing you full of bull jab and you can't make a point.
There you go. He make himself seem like he's full of bovine excrement. Okay, bovine excrement.
Oh, he's on a different frequency. Mike comes back.
You can't make a point. Listen. I could come to you, and I could talk.
Mr. Talk, why would you mute me and let them talk about me? You never let me. Mr. Talk, if you play your tape back, notice how you treat me. I'll hang up. I don't have to call your show. But notice, man, you not treat me fair, Mr. Talk.
We're talking about me, and you never let me. I haven't even got three minutes to respond.
Can I get three minutes? Look, they're saying I'm brainwashed. They're saying I'm corrupted. They're saying the government has my mind. And you're not letting me respond to them. It's unfair. But that's cool, though. I'll listen, though. I'm not going to shut up
unless they mute me. I'm going to sit, Michael. I said it before. I said it again. And I ain't tired of saying it. When you left, you said, fuck this show. I don't need your show.
Hold on. Why are you bringing this up?
You don't like to hear my opinion.
Okay, and you say you don't like preachers, but you fucking your buddy is a fucking preacher. You fucking your preacher
just
buddy.
You just said you don't like preacher buddy, bro. So listen, man.
You don't like preachers. He let me back. This is not your show. When you gonna get your show, love?
Michael, when you gonna get your show, love?
He makes
Michael.
It entertaining, but you know
Michael,
what?
Damn,
it distracts
I'm
from the whole conversation.
Go ahead and
he does do that, but
they won't let me.
Michael, go ahead. Go.
I forgot what I had to say, Mr. Talk.
I forgot what I wanted to say.
I'm brainwashed. Okay, y'all say what y'all want. Okay.
Jesus. Can't you say your favorite statement?
I told you before, Michael. I told you before you live in one of those padded rooms. I ain't told you before.
Right about that. Holy shit.
One thing I like to do is I like to take off my clothes one piece or article at a time.
No, we don't need to hear that, though. See?
Tell it to your preacher buddy.
Tell it to your preacher buddy. Don't tell us that.
It gets so personal.
Don't get no visualization. I don't want no visualization, Joe. What you doing right now, Michael?
It ain't funny. It's okay, wait a minute.
And what you're saying right now is not funny. I don't want to know how you take off your clothes, Lo. It's not funny to me.
All right. That ain't funny either. All
right.
Now, I said, wait a minute, damn it. All right, here we go. All right. Let's see, because we got some new people on the line. I ain't heard nothing from them because y'all won't be quiet long enough. 708, your mics are open. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening with you, man?
Hey, Chris, what's up, dude?
I'm good. Hey, man, you can't call. I'm doing good. I'm all right. I'm here.
All right.
Man.
This is a good thing. What you got to add to the conversation, whatever it was?
Everything that I rolled up all together would make sense to me is I'm getting out of it is, okay, from the fraternity, just exactly what happened with conspiracy. I've been listening all the way back from when you all started my sorority and fraternities in the Haven. You know, we all know who our open enemy is. We know this. Okay? And if you don't know, look it up. Just look around at your surroundings or the condition in your community. Sorry, no matter what color you are. But what I want to say is, okay, those of us that know who the open enemy is.
What kind of music you got, partner?
I don't know.
That's a clap.
Those of you who know who the open enemy is, the person that scares me the most is the person that defends an enemy. That's quick. That's so much as the enemy that scares me. It's the person that always have a reason or defending that person, defending the enemy on everything
there
they do. That's who scares me the most.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you're saying is, say your enemy, your house is your enemy next door, and he your enemy. So you're more scared of that pit bull you got on the fucking yard, in the yard, than you are most of the enemy, right? Because most enemy,
that's
like
right.
They got a guard dog. They got a guard dog, i.e. their name Mike. I.e. Obama got a guard dog. His name Al Sharpton.
And Eric Holder.
Okay.
Watch how many books they make off of this thing. Today they're gonna make so many conspiracy books. They're gonna make a lot. Matter of fact, I might join them and write a book, make some money.
Well, see, the thing is, you need the. I ain't mean to cut y'all, Big Chris, but they need the confusion because without the chaos, then they can't bring any new policy. That's what they do. They bring policy out of chaos. Okay, well, you got
right.
50 people got shot. You got 50 people got shot in this place. Okay, well, we need to ramp up security in this place. Okay, well, after you ramped up security in this place and everything has calmed down, you still going to leave that security there. So you needed that so that you could bring some new policies. We needed this to happen so we can bring new policies. And
gun laws. You think they're going to change the gun laws for this?
Not just weapons. No. We're not just talking weapons. We're talking
because
in general.
Because he did use M16 on this one.
I was in New Orleans when Honore was down. I was in New Orleans when Honore was down there. I remember when he told it was a white girl and a white boy sitting on top of a cut V. Put them goddamn guns down.
I saw that. Right.
A general.
I remember that. Right.
I remember that.
To the point of the people.
You got military personnel, National Guard at that, pointing weapons at civilians that live in this place.
Right.
Right now, to this day, you still have an element of the military in New Orleans right now. And to bring it even closer to home, I was in the city a couple of weeks ago at night. And I'm going to
show
you what I know.
They got Fort Pope down there. They got Fort Pope, of course.
Will you just listen? Are you walking the ground down here or me? Which one?
I know it's Fort Pope. I've been to Fort Pope.
I'm going to tell you what I saw with my own eyes, and I said it before. You know out-of-towners by the way they dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know out of country. You know Europeans more especially by the way they dress.
They really
and
dress
by the
weird.
Way they talk. I was downtown one night, and I swear to you, I ran into so many Europeans, Russians. They were either Russians or something in the from Europe. They wasn't American. They wasn't average white boys. And I could tell it because I'm listening to the way they talk, and I'm looking at the way they dress. Everybody else, they walking around. Like, they didn't know this was going on because they didn't know. They're not supposed to know this stuff. They're just supposed to, you know, wait for the Saints game to come on and enjoy that. You have your enemy living amongst you right now, and you don't even know it. These people do these things. So why wouldn't you think that these people will kill you just to bring about a new agenda?
Well, of course they will.
And that is a very good point, though.
Do they supposed to make it? So what is the agenda going to be about Chicago?
Michael.
That's a different situation.
Michael, let me bring this new caller in, okay? All right. Area code 561. Welcome to the show. What you have to add to our topic? at this point.
New caller.
561.
Probably
561. Area code.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Yeah. Well, they. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So, who am I talking to? I know you're typing.
Elvira.
Oh, Elvira.
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 Okay.
Yes. You talk about New Orleans. Remember they put those people in FEMA trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And those trailers were so bad, what was coming from the air conditioning system.
Right.
No, it was formaldehyde.
Yeah, formaldehyde.
Yeah. Well, they got that, especially mm-hmm. if you're working in a government building. Everything they're building now new, they're putting that in the air conditioned system. I know because I was in a Broward General Hospital. I'm a human rights activist, activist for the poor, activist over many different issues, the Haitians, the Mockley workers.
Angela Davis.
Pardon me?
Angela Davis.
No Angela Davis.
Why you keep cutting her off? Shut up, love.
Yeah. She has protectors. I don't have protectors. Everybody dropped me and left me out here all alone. They got me in Broward General Hospital because I was also in the anti-war movement, you know, Lynn Stewart, Bree Lynn Stewart, and all this and that kind of stuff. Mm. And I have about 15 or more things. So the election, my list goes on. Anyway, they wanted me to shut up because I was also talking about toxic mold and toxic waste protesting with a poster sign. I got beat up by a police officer in 2002. By 2000, at a Clinton fundraiser. Mm-hmm. By 2004, I had a real bad asthma attack from one of those apartments I was living in. So they was, I'm disabled, so I qualified for a HUD. Then they came out with the voucher. That was for the homeowner. They didn't tell the people with the voucher that was for the homeowner. And they were placing people in really bad, toxic buildings. And so, long story short, after I had a bad asthma attack and went into Broward General, they injected me. They said it was a blood thinner, but really what they were doing was embalming me alive. Mm-hmm. And I stopped the girl from injecting me with this, she called blood thinner. And I'm telling you, I've been running ever since 2004 from state to state trying to get medical treatment. Mm-hmm. And all they want to do is say I'm crazy because they're protecting the girl that go around doing this. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the social workers, I'm talking about social workers and doctors. And what they're doing is when they want somebody off the grid, they send these people, and now it's all over the United States. They're sending these people in there when you're in the hospital. And when I told her to stop injecting me, I went to sleep, I woke up, and she was injecting it in my IV. And after they did that to me, oh, it's a long story. But I just want you to look at these things another way. And you can also listen to Wes. But he says, too, and go to freedomfchs.com, their website, and just read what's on there. These things are happening. The Manchurian candidate is a perfect example. And Hitler, the scientist, Joe Magler, he sent them over here. He was doing mind control on the Jews way back then.
Jewish people.
And then they brought these people over here to the U.S.
That's Operation Paperclip. Right.
That's right. And then they have they're getting people, these churches, to put the steeples on the church. They for free, under the condition that they can put these cell towers inside those.
I was about to say cell towers, yeah.
And what it's doing to the people that's in the church is manipulating them. Just like what happened today in Washington, D.C.
That's anybody what Wesley hear talks about.
At the Navy base.
Mind control through the waves.
What are you talking about?
The Navy base.
On the
base.
Church.
Yeah, on the church.
Oh,
And they also, every home, every neighborhood, rich or poor, they have a home that nobody lives in, and they got these machines up in there for the cell phone tower. And it's a
wow.
You know what? she's
so
right.
All the crime in the, so all the crime in the all the crime in
no,
in the country, right? It's mind control.
Y'all keep on saying that people don't do what they want to do, and the government mind controls them. Y'all crazy as hell. Right here in this city that I'm in.
There is a house like that in certain parts of the neighborhood, and there's this large blue truck. Looks like a post office truck, but it's blue and white. And there's two in the neighborhood where there's these big satellites on top of these trucks.
They're using trees
That's probably part of the electronic grid. You know, what my enemy of the state. Everything's going to be done in real time. Surveillance will be done in real time.
And remember the first thing that we talked about today was hello, who is that?
Yeah, that's me. She's trying to cause
aggravation. I figured that. She's trying to tell her cat to get out the house.
Yeah.
First thing we talked about was drones surveilling people. That was the first thing we talked about. And now you're talking about people in your neighborhood, in your specific neighborhood, in your grid square, with trucks, with satellites on them and all of this. These people already know what this stuff is designed to do. You know, you'll get the naysayers, you'll get them, and you'll get the people that's going to know what's happening, and they'll be the Pied Pipers because they've already accepted, and they're going to get their piece of the pie out of it.
And even if Elvira is wrong about this, we all know by taking a look at the newspapers that almost all streetlights, if not now, are destined to have the cameras in them. So we know
that. Yeah. I probably was in London more recent than anybody else on here, so I tell you,
London's the most surveilled city in the world.
You don't believe me?
It's the most surveilled city in the world. Oh, London's got over a million of those.
That's what I was about to say. You don't believe me? As Ebony.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're everywhere. Why do they need all this surveillance in a land that's
around the world?
Keep you under control. We keep you under control.
That's exactly
to see what you're doing to control you.
And like I was saying,
These trucks that I saw
over the weekend, they stay running. They don't turn off. They just you can hear the engine running.
You can hear the humming.
And they just sitting there on the street corners with a satellite on top of a blue and white truck, and it looks like I'm thinking there are people in the back of the truck with everything they need, from cameras to beds and everything throughout the whole entire day. Now it went from one place 8 o'clock in the morning to did everything I was supposed to do until 9:30 that night, and these trucks are still sick.
What you need to do, man, take some pictures of that truck, man, and send it out. Just start taking pictures, man, and sending that damn pictures everywhere you know, send it to everybody you know, man. All right? That's how to stop this shit,
I
want to
ask you something, Chris. In your neighborhood, have you also seen, you may not have seen this, but this is something which was enacted over 2 years ago. Have you seen any unmarked large white vans just cruising?
Oh, yeah, all through high school.
Plenty of time.
Unmarked.
Well, don't get in front of them because those are retrograde
vans. Up here, they look like, I call them taxi cabs. I know what you're talking about. They're like little.
No, not little ones, big ones. I mean like regular vans, but they're unmarked because those are X-ray scatter vans. They're spreading. They're throwing out X-rays. You can look this up on the web, too. It was enacted 2 years ago. They started out with 100 or 200 vans. They probably, I don't know, maybe 1,000 now. And that's part of the slow kill. It's just irradiating people so that you come down with cancer. They got all kinds of ways of doing it.
And what are the people that drive the van going to get?
They're getting it too, just like the fucking TSA security in the guard.
Wow, I didn't know that big, large police van in the hood would drive like Chicago. What do you think then when you see that same van? Because they have a lot of them in the inner cities where a lot of murders and drug crimes.
Who is the mayor of Chicago? Rahm Emanuel.
I'm just talking about all the neighborhoods and the ghettos around community where high drugs, high crime, a lot of blacks are killing each other. Blacks, you can, I know what type of truck he's talking about, and they have them in certain areas where high drug and crime is at. And they have them here in Baltimore. So is that a conspiracy or what?
Yeah, I just
what are we going to do about it?
That's what they're doing, man. They're causing the crime.
One person at a time,
okay,
please.
So listen. The people that I know that died in the inner cities, it wasn't a conspiracy by our government. It's because, listen, I have a lot of people that I grew up with have died in the streets by gun violence. The government ain't had shit to do
the
with
war
it.
On drugs.
Listen,
is a
listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. Hold
Joe,
on.
Don't
the
war
waste
on drugs
time.
Is a government.
Joe,
conspiracy.
Don't waste your time.
Could it be that
I was
upset about something that happened to him and he just went and lost his mind in the building?
In Chicago, they tore.
Why does inner city beef happen? What?
One person at a time, please.
Okay, somebody
Joe, you've been talking all day.
Chicago.
This is going to be your monologue, Joe. I mean, love.
Somebody said in Chicago they tore down a project.
In Chicago, they tore down the Cabrini Green. They tore down all these
Chicago.
Projects that,
I'm,
that housed.
I know, but what I'm saying is I'm in Chicago, and this is to be true. They tore down the project.
And it displaced gang members, and they go into new neighborhoods.
And now they are condos. Wait, now they are condos and parking. Now
they're doing that to every city.
They did the same thing in Baltimore, bro. They did the same thing in Baltimore.
Throughout the country, So
exactly.
How, why is it that Chicago is so, microscoped and so focused on if Chicago's doing bad, then that's the trend for everybody to do,
Baltimore was bad way before Chicago had its problems. All through
I'm from Los Angeles. We're the heart of the fight.
Right,
in
Los Angeles.
All the same thing.
It depends on what city they want to call bad.
Right, that's too. It depends. Next week it might be Arkansas. I don't know.
And next week it might be Texas.
Well, you remember D.C. used to be the murder capital of the world? Listen,
Hello?
I'm here. Uh-oh. All right, y'all. I am here. I have muted everyone because it is 18 after, and I have things to do. And everybody has made some very good points. But I know y'all not going to stop arguing with each other. So, well, I'm going to let y'all go on and get your last words in. And then we'll decide what we're going to do about tomorrow. And we start with Miss Elvira. Your last words, Miss Elvira?
Okay, my last words is be very careful. Because like what I'm going through, I cannot get medical treatment. They're trying to throw me in a mental hospital instead of stopping the bleeding that I'm having. And this is things that people need to look into. And not only that, what you see in the media, those are the things that you have to question, especially when they say, look over here, don't look over there. And thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Elvira. And we're going to make things, hope things get better for you. All right, let's see. 111, let's see. Hello, 111, are you there? Hello?
Yes, it's me.
You Mays?
Yes, she said she's been bleeding
since 2004. Okay, your final words?
Yes, she said she's been bleeding since 2004, and they need to stop the bleeding. I mean, some of this stuff that we're seeing, it's a conspiracy, and some of it is not. And tell Lowe to take care of his dog, cat, and dog.
Well.
And that's all I have to say for today. He done ran his mop too much. That's it.
All right. Thank you, May. All right. Miss Ebony, she snuck in on us. Ebony, are you there? Have you gone to sleep? Okay.
Sorry, I had my phone on mute.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing? I guess everybody else is muted. Can you hear me?
Yeah, everybody else muted. Your last words.
Last words.
They can
last
hear you
words.
Too.
Well, I just wanted to say hi to everyone. Have a great night or a great afternoon wherever you are. It sounds like you had a good show. I didn't really get a chance to listen to most of it. But, yeah, conspiracies will keep being conspiracies. That's all I can say. Those are my last words, Mr. Talk. Our last word.
Thank you, Ebony.
All right, take care.
Your last words. Okay. All right. Sleep well.
Yeah, I'm going back to sleep now.
Okay. All right, Big Chris.
Yes.
You up.
Yes. Love the show as always. Ronald Reagan in the 60s and 70s was part of a big operation responsible for putting heroin in the black community. He also admitted it with the rest, along with some of his other members of the group of his cabinet members when he was president of the United States, that this war on drugs was part of a project that was taking place to put heroin in the black community. See, so when people say that the government is this so perfect organization here, this group of people, they don't do nothing wrong, and we're just picking on the government every time something goes bad or a building blows up and everything, get your facts first. Because 80% of what goes on here in the communities throughout the country, yes, the government maybe didn't have anything in it, but they knew about it. And I believe that.
Mm.
So, yeah, of course, maybe they didn't have anything to do with a bombing, but they knew about it and they could have got those people in that community out a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the New Orleans flood, what happened with Hurricane Katrina. They knew way ahead of time. I can go on and on and on, but my last point and final say I like to say is let's not be so focused on who the enemy is. Let's focus on the people that are defending that enemy, because that's the one that the big enemy has put in the community to for us to be against each other to begin with. You know, open enemy is sometimes ourselves, but the biggest open enemy is the one that likes to defend every little thing that's going on in the community that the enemy is doing. That's my final say. So, you know, keep your eyes open to what's going on in the community. Love yourself and your family. Have a good night. Day.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chris. All right. How can you follow that? Well, Mr. Wesley, he going to get the chance. Mr. Wesley?
Yes, sir, man. It's called the laws of cause and effect, man. They create the conditions to where people in poverty and you're hungry, you want to do something. And so once they create the condition, then they have the effect, i.e. with this electronic brain control machine. So anybody, if y'all see any trucks like that with satellite dishes, houses or whatever that's empty or whatever, just start taking pictures of them, man, and putting it out there. And you can take it to Talk Shoe Network or Freedom, WFCHS, Freedom From Compulsive Harassment and Surveillance. Just send it to that. And Eric, man, if y'all, I'm hoping you get the report I got, man, about the CIA, how they created this juggernaut, man, of synthetic to Nepali mind control. It's real, man. And I agree with my other brother that he said you got to watch the pit bulls and the guard dogs who they got trying to defend this whole crap that's going on, man, because they control too, man. And so peace and blessing, y'all. We're going to get to the bottom of this as long as we keep talking about it. And everybody's targeted, man. Whether you know it or not, or you might know somebody that's targeted, whether they're acting irrational or they change their mind, what they do is change. And believe me, they targeted, man. And Eric, hopefully you got that page, that memo I sent you from the CIA, man. If not, I'll make sure you get it, man. So you can just read that tomorrow, man. And don't even open up the phone, man, for about 15-20 minutes, man. Just read that whole report. And I guarantee people like Mike, he might still not believe it, man. But if he don't, he's showing up control.
I will. All right. I will, man. I will. All right. Thank you, Mr. Wesley. All right. Let's see. Mr. Knowledge, is there anything you would like to add, sir?
Great show as always, Mr. Talk. You always have interesting things to talk about. And for your people who are listening, contrary to popular belief, the vino flows freely on a daily basis. My particular disposition just depends on what type of mood I'm in. And I got to have my vino because it keeps me from dispelling of surface dwellers, these empty vessels that are walking around. Makes them a lot more tolerable. In regards to all the things that are being talked about in terms of conspiracy versus government versus all of this other kind of stuff, I would just like to recommend a couple of books. Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, written in 1931. Also, Tragedy and Hope, written by Carol Quigley. You got to read the stuff that comes from the sources, and a lot of this stuff is very, very old. It's just now being implemented and infiltrated into society on a mass scale. So this stuff goes back more than 40, 50 years. People who are in control plan things 100, 200 years in advance. And that's all I have to say. Sorry about your Jags. We didn't look much better, but, hey, it's a long season.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, you have to understand, you know, we got a bunch of rookies and everybody trying to learn, plus we got receivers out, so it'll be okay. You know,
yeah, your defense
it'll be okay.
Looks good.
All right, Knowledge. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Yeah, they do. All right. All right, Michael, your turn.
Well, Mr. Talk, I can clearly hear how, you know, you bring into a conversation. I'm glad I'm going to a parent teacher's meeting tonight, school. You know, I'm very, you know, into my kids' schooling, and, you know, I don't have too much time for Blog Talk Radio as much as I do. But I can clearly see that I'm worrying about me and my sons and my family and making sure they don't be corrupted like a lot of people are corrupted. But I can hear what your callers are saying, they're saying that I'm brainwashed and I'm working with the government and I'm mind control and things of that nature. But I just say, listen to all the facts. See, I know where I come from. And I know people do amazing, amazing, crazy things that they shouldn't do. Petty stuff. People then died over a bag of potato chips, okay? And I understand it wasn't heroin, it was cocaine that the CIA nigga. But I know all about that, bro. I know all about, but we're talking about now. And the only thing I'm saying is, if you want to believe what you want to believe, you don't know all the facts. Until you get all the facts, then have your conclusion. But when something comes out like this, we having all these terrorist attacks, people are shooting each other, people just saying the government is actually doing this. You know what? Fine. If you want to believe that, sure. No problem. Understanding the government has done many, many things in the past. This country is no better than any other country. You always hear on Blog Talk Radio, America's this, America's that. They never talk about how the Middle Eastern people are crazy, too. And I'll say this and I'll leave. If you do not like this country, the only thing that you have to do is go down to a federal building and tell them you want to denounce yourself as an American citizen. They will tell you you will not be an American citizen again, and that'll be it. Until you do that, try to make this country better. I guarantee you, none of these callers, they hate America, they hate being a citizen, go denounce yourself. You won't. You know why? Because you love the benefits of this country. Y'all have a nice day.
That's interesting. I don't hear anything. Thank you, Michael. I don't know where you're through or not, but I couldn't hear anything. All right, let's see. We can get Mr. Beasley in here. Mr. Beasley, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Mike made an interesting point. No one's in a rush to bail out, but who says that we have to? And part of being an American is the ability to be skeptical and question the government. And if anybody would look at history, read a couple of books, you can start to see patterns. Is everything a conspiracy? Maybe not.
is everyone that goes crazy, you know, mind controlled or manipulated? No. But you don't know who is and who isn't. I think you just have to keep an open mind to the possibility. As far as drawing conclusions, that's something I just don't do. It's hard to draw conclusions. I just keep an open mind as to the possibilities and the likelihoods. But as far as drawing conclusions and accurately predicting the future, like I always say, nobody has a crystal ball. And once I became firm that nobody has a crystal ball, that nobody really knows what's going to happen. That's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. And a very valid point. Very valid. All right. All right, y'all. Another interesting show here on Let's Talk. And everybody had some good points. They really did. You know, as far as Michael, I think Michael is more on the let's make it work side than the way it's going for real. So it's okay. You know, everybody has their doubts on certain things. Yeah, everybody can, like Beasley said, if you get to reading and going back, you know, for those that don't like to read, but reading is a good thing. You know, you don't have to just go to YouTube and start typing in stuff, and you'll notice there is a pattern. Not only a pattern, the pattern is so distinct to where the same words are being used. A couple of weeks ago, I played a clip from 1991, 2001, and another day when it was talking about Syria. And the same key words were used in each one of those speeches. So it's not something we're making up, because the evidence is there. But the question is, how many of us are going to open our eyes to see what's really going on? All right. Thank you, Antoinette. All right, y'all. Well, that's going to do it for me. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. I'm sorry. Wow. Keep smiling. Show appreciation. And don't forgive. Don't forget to forgive with open heart. Forgive yourself first. All right, y'all. Well, that's it for me. Y'all have a good one. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same place, same time. I'm out. Thank you.